welcome to Astro Booth. I'm here to keep you updated on the latest astrological events, helping you stay attuned and make the best decisions and plans for the following week. December 2024 promises to be full of astrological events that can influence many areas of life. This week, we will continue to see a waxing moon, which will create a positive energetic backdrop conducive to action and change. As this week will be a pivotal week to end the year, it's important to understand how astrological aspects can affect us and what we need to do to make this period fruitful. This week, the moon continues its ascending path, filling us with energy and inspiration. Remember, however, that since December 7th, the fiery planet Mars has been in retrograde motion in the sign of Leo. Venus, the symbol of love, beauty, and material prosperity, has moved into the independent and freedom-loving sign of Aquarius, where it will remain until January 3, 2025. All these events take place against the backdrop of Mercury retrograde, which adds a note of uncertainty to our lives. At the end of the week, we will have a full moon during which the moon at 24 degrees Gemini will be in opposition to the sun at 24 degrees Sagittarius. A real cocktail of emotions and events. But let's go through it all in order. Let's first remember what the Mars retrograde period means. This planet, known for its activity and aggressiveness, is always striving for external achievements, seeking to move forward and achieve results. However, at times of retrograde, its energy turns inward, and it becomes less capable of constructive manifestations in the outside world. At this time, Mars seems to retreat, sinking into reflection, rebooting, and changing its behavioral style. And we begin to ask ourselves important questions. Why am I doing this? What do I do and for what purpose? Why are my efforts not producing the desired results? This is a unique period when a real wave of change begins in our personal goals and energy management. During this retrograde, we have the opportunity to rethink our priorities, change our approach to life, revise strategies, and launch intense reforms in our tasks, gaining new energy. It's recommended that you analyze what happened in your life from September 2022 to March 2023, and then from October 5th, 2024 to December 6th, 2024. What events took place? What decisions did you make in that period of time? And what results did it lead to? It's important to ask yourself, are you happy with the outcomes? If you're one of those lucky people who say, I wouldn't change a thing, I did everything right, then you probably only have to enjoy the reflection and set new goals. However, if after analyzing the above periods, you realize that you could have done things differently, acted, communicated, or made decisions differently, then from December 6 all the way to February 25, 2025, you should pay serious attention to reconsidering everything. Analyze your motivation. Rethink your goals and reconsider your actions to come up with completely different results next year. Don't forget that Mercury is now incinerated, which is an important sign indicating that old forms of communication and thinking no longer work and will not produce results in the future. The way we interact with people, as well as existing contexts, needs to be re-evaluated. It's crucial to let go of old patterns, to reconsider how we come into contact with others, how we maintain those connections, and to find new ways of doing things. This tension will accompany us for the next 3 months. we will be engaged in a deep analysis and rethinking of our forms of behavior, motivation, and approach to achieving goals. Of course, this process will be different for everyone and depends on which house in the natal chart Mars retrograde is in and what it is influencing. However, I've described the main tendencies and what is good to do about. But I also want to remind you that at the times of reflection and retrograde motion on Mars, you should try and avoid launching a new business or taking up a long-term job, purchasing a car, a complex and large equipment, going through surgeries and medical procedures, doing extreme sports and risky activities, traveling long distance, and entering into conflicts, as it can drag on for a long, long time. Use this time to make deep inner changes and realize what is truly important to your path. But don't act on it yet. Now let's turn our attention to Venus, which has recently changed its sign. From December 7, 2024, Venus is in freedom, loving, and independent Aquarius and will remain there until January 3, 2025. This period promises to be challenging for Venus, which usually prefers stability and consistency in all aspects of life. So how will this affect our life relationships? Venus, as the planet of love, beauty, and material prosperity, is responsible for relationships and emotions. Its presence in the air sign of Aquarius will create a special atmosphere in which the desire for intellectual partnership, not just physical pleasures, will be felt. The themes of platonic love, alliance, and even commonwealth will come to the fore. Each zodiac sign will want an ideal union where friendship and physical attraction go hand in hand. However, on the negative side, this period can lead to a lot of superficial relationships, casual liaisons, and unexpected acquaintances which do not always turn out to be a long-awaited continuation and can cause disappointment in the future. As for Venus in Aquarius and family relationships, it can bring unexpected emotional turns even in established couples. We can experience passionate moments replaced by complete indifference and loss of interest in the partner. Psychologically speaking, this period can be a real emotional roller coaster. Financially, Venus in Aquarius also promises unconventional twists and turns. Money can be spent on the most unexpected and impulsive desires, and aspirations will be boundless, sometimes eclipsing common sense. In a negative scenario, people may skimp up necessities, but splurge lavishly on luxury goods and expensive jewelry, but because there was an instant desire, and that is all. Astrology warns against indulging in impulsive desires, especially between December 23rd and January 2nd, when Aquarius ruler Uranus can negatively affect financial affairs, leaving holes in the budget. The best time to make informed purchases and gifts is December 14 to 23rd, when Venus will be supported by Jupiter, which will greatly reduce the risk of impulsive spending. As for the professional sphere, Venus in Aquarius will make us think about our skills and the desire for self-development. This period will be a good time to invest in training and professional development. A new dress or handbag can quickly become boring, while the skills we've acquired will stay with us for a long time, opening up new horizons in career and earning potential. Venus in Aquarius is a time when the planet of love, beauty, and romance infuses our existence with a special energy that can change the way we look at friendships, love, and personal finances. So what to expect during this transit? Well, first of all, it's going to be openness and freedom in relationships. Aquarius brings fresh ideas to romance, encouraging us to rethink our views on love affairs. Then, unusual dating. This period can delight with interesting encounters with unique people. Being open to new things will help you make exciting acquaintances and deepen existing friendships. However, please be mindful, because sometimes it might be disappointing due to retro Mars. Also, it can lead to creative inspiration, so Venus in Aquarius inspires experimentation in art and self-expression, so don't be afraid to express your individuality and try new things. But please do not apply this when it comes to your looks. Deepening friendships, also a great time for strengthening friendships. You may feel the urge to spend more time with your loved ones and interact with them on a new, deeper level. So, what would be the best advice then during the transit of Venus in Aquarius? So, first of all, develop your creativity. Use this time to be creative. Write down ideas, draw, paint. Let your creativity flow. Communicate openly. Keep in touch with friends and family. Don't hesitate to share your thoughts and feelings. Venus in Aquarius favors sincere conversations, so be open for it. Look for novelty. This is a great time to experiment in relationship. Try to bring variety to romantic interactions, whether it's new activities together or unexpected dates. Especially, that would be very well meet in the established couples. The transit of Venus into Aquarius is a time for openness, friendship, and experimentation. So use this energy wisely, and it will bring fresh ideas and inspiration into your life. Now back to the energies of this week specifically, as well as the moon transits through zodiac signs. On December 12, Venus in Aquarius will form an opposition to retro Mars in Leo. This is an aspect that activates the sphere of money, so active financial movements are expected. Purchases, expenses, especially for children, loved ones, various pleasures. Also, old unfinished conversations, topics, problems that require solutions will be brought up to surface again. In business terms, these aspects can bring negotiations and proposals. But it's worth remembering that retro Mercury can still replay everything. On a personal level, this is a time of joint plans, travel, and entertainment. It's relevant to meet at holidays, events, parties, and get acquainted through friends. A spark may flare up, a feeling may be born. December 15 is a pivotal date. On this day, the full moon will be formed, with the moon in Gemini opposing the sun in Sagittarius. Also on this day, Mercury will finally turn direct. Therefore, December 15 may reveal previously unknown circumstances, mistakes, and secrets, as well as things that have been hidden from us for various reasons. It may especially concern health and work issues, travel and relocation plans, education, and legal issues. The full moon itself will intensify travel. We'll be going back to places we haven't been in a while, so we'll start going on vacations. Also, at the full moon, domestic problems related to water may manifest, so be careful. Also, pay attention to health. As for the moon itself, it will transit from Aries to Cancer this week. While in Aries all the way till Wednesday, it will be the most active and productive part of the week. We can safely travel, socialize, solve issues with documents, search for information, and study. The Aries moon gives us the opportunity to fix something, to do things the way we think they should have been done, especially in work and business. This is the time to address technical issues and problems, repair something, or figure out the reason why it's not working. We will tend to physically exert ourselves, at which time we can return to exercise and resume preventative treatments. Boldly show personal initiative. Make contacts. Openly ask and inquire. Really important data can be shared with you at this time. From Wednesday to Friday, the moon will be in Taurus, and this is the tense part of the week. At this time, the external environment will push us out of our comfort zone, throwing up various tasks, especially of a financial nature. This is a time of forced and unplanned spending and expenses, financial losses, lost income or profits. During this period, financial obligations and debts that you didn't know about before may pop up. In relationships, we expect strong tension, possibly quarrels and conflicts, attempts of manipulation and even blackmailing. It will be almost impossible to understand each other, so you should postpone any negotiations to another time. In the second half of the period, our plans may undergo changes due to external circumstances, so this is an extremely unfavorable time for traveling or any purchases. Then, starting from Friday and all the way to Sunday, the moon will be in Gemini. So, this is the full moon period. You should expect to receive delayed information, documents, messages, calls, parcels. You will discover things that you didn't know about before. This time will be especially active for fraudsters and various dishonest people. Some of us may hurry up with actions and decisions, and as a result, we may miscalculate and even lose something. Gemini moon will scatter our attention, deprive us of criticality, attentiveness, and this is not a good time to study and travel. The best thing to do is to get a good rest and take a break. Starting from Sunday and all the way to Tuesday, the moon will be in Cancer, and this is the best time to start preparing for the holidays. You can safely buy gifts, except for appliances, start decorating the house, do family activities, do something together. The Cancer moon will set us up for a home, family warmth and coziness. We will want it to be beautiful and delicious. It's important to give time to family, to show care and empathy. From this time, you can go on trips, conduct further negotiations, draw up documents and visit government offices. This is the most stable time when you can enjoy the moment and the joy of life. So as we enter this complex yet interesting week, remember that now is the time for reflection and not action. Take time to look back and analyze everything so that in the new year you can start making transformative choices, ones that align with our truest selves. Let the stars guide you, but keep your heart centered. That's all for this week. Keep your eyes on the cosmic energies, and if you like this podcast, please like, subscribe, and share it with the ones you love. Until then, stay tuned, stay cosmic, stay inspired. Thank you.